Uncensored rock 24 hours a day. LVRocks.com.
Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
Spank Wagon Radio.
Oh, shit!
Visit.
What was that? It did, actually. I don't know, I was a little... Can I finish a goddamn sentence here? Who wants to start with you, man? Yeah, that's what I'm saying, damn it. I almost had to fucking start without you. You didn't show your ass up here, what, 10 minutes ago? Yeah. Bullshit. You drive traffic. No, it's bullshit because I know how you drive and I know how you navigate traffic. on the highway, yeah, and you turned left. You ended up somewhere on Decatur out near the middle of BFE. Oh, shit, I got a show. Or no, better yet, you had to finish laundry. No, finish laundry is usually used after. Oh, so you did leave late. No, you didn't. You discovered traffic. Well, well done, Mr. Columbus. I sound echoey. I think it's because I got the back. Why do I sound echoey? Echoey. No. All right. You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio on the app. God, you did that all at once, and that sounded actually decent. Gotta figure out how to copy again. Yep. Let's see. Well, shit, not much, actually. It's I have tons of stuff, but we really didn't have our normal planning session, so you don't even know what I'm really wanting to throw at you. So, I don't know. Really. Ah! Dachdinden, whatever. I can't speak German. I don't give a fuck. What'd you do? You discovered something else? Holy crap there, Mr. Plutonium. Wait, again? Wait, isn't this your famous rolling resto? Uh-huh. Right. It's usually how it works. Okay. So you're there at AutoZone going, hee-hee, I can get parts, and what happens? And cash? Okay. Clean up the finish on your car. Your car is stainless steel. Yeah, let's. What was it? $40. A donut and a blowjob in the alleyway. What was next? Peeled the paint. That's it. That's all they're doing is sanding down and removing clear coat. Like I said. Is it? No, I don't think so. By the way, today, since this is a little bit more of a more interactive than last week's show, if you want to give us a call at any time about the topics that we're discussing, 1-866-LVROCKS, or that's if you're local. So, I think we're echoey because of our mic situation right now. Yeah, if you could see here. A lot more hard surface to bounce shit off of. So we're going to sound like crap maybe this week. I mean, more crap than we normally sound. Egg crate from Wall. Yeah, we'll be stapling egg crate when they're doing... What's next up? Oh, yeah. King Hesh and his wonderful mandolin, violin, bandolier, whatever. So... Ka-chunk, ka-chunk. Yeah, that's great. Anyway, so you can see the webcam there. We're changing. The studio is changing. They got us some decent chairs. My ass won't be a fucking pain little... These are decent chairs. I must be... Yeah, we had two totally different chairs, so yeah. Well, I guess the counter's over there. I mean, and literally there are counters on cabinetry and shit like that, but it's going to be a decent little setup. The holes for the mason... He's not... No BS. Well, what else do you make a counter out of other than counter? 2x4s and mason blocks do not constitute a counter.
Studio.
Yeah. Glued, yeah. Pretty much. Wow, kiss ass. Anywho. You're really a woman. Okay, just checking. You don't like the Family Guy show. Thank you for joining my fucking party. Okay, anybody who watches Family Guy, it got canceled from Fox. It's done by a dude by the name of Seth MacFarlane. It's sort of like, imagine a far more irreverent Simpsons. In other words, they will push that stupid envelope. They'll push the obscene envelope way more. Sucks ass, in my opinion. At least, though, for their sake, they animate the obscure references. So you get the joke, but you don't. If you don't know the original deal, you're fucking out again. No. Yes, I will agree with you there. It was one of those. I mean. Yeah, what was the one thing he did was stupid. Just for the sake of the joke, you need sensitivity training. No, I don't. Grabs her boob. Honk, honk. What? No, I don't dig that show. I mean, I'll stick with Simpsons and stuff like that, but that Family Guy is just not a show I can get into. The fact that you even started meant that you wanted to watch it. Was it just on other people, or? True. That, okay, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's stupid. I mean, the chat room pretty much is in a somewhat agreeance for us. They really don't care for it. They're not really one of the, you know, we love it. It's, oh my God, it's the best fucking show ever kind of group. Even Wine even says that, you know, someone covets his rips. Who cares, dude? There's so much better entertainment out there than Family Guy. I mean. Yeah, I know, Stewie. Yeah. Yeah, I think what that episode was, his mom was trying to get him in for a bath, and he's running around playing up, and he goes, oh, I'm so dirty, look at me, I'm a dirty little boy. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Well, that's what everybody wants, though. I mean, everybody thinks that the edgy shit's good. Yeah. I don't know what to say. What's that? Oh, yes, that one I can watch. That one I can watch. Go figure, why is it that some like Aqua Teen Hunger Force, which really kind of hits on some of those same levels, is better? By the way, you're listening to Spankwagon Radio. Let them know how to get to chat. Why don't you just tell him to go to the why don't you just tell him to go to the camp chat link on spankwagon.net? Much easier. Yeah, get your fucking asses in the chat room. Very well done. Anywho, let's see, where are we at? So yeah, I mean, like Aqua Teen Hunger Force, I mean, so many of these cartoons, they're trying to push that on them, trying to be edgy. Dude, so many of them suck. You know, I like what Cartoon Network does. But the fact that Family Guy came back because of these, because of the CD or the DVD sales, I think it's going to be a mistake. And I think his next cartoon looks stupid as hell, too. I don't remember the name of it. I really don't. Someone in the chat room probably knows. But damn it, dude. It's the same style. It's the same art. It's just different people. And I have this bad feeling it's going to be the exact same fucking cartoon as the last one. I mean, I guess the same thing could be said about Matt Groening, because the, you know, Futurama was so identical in a lot of respect to Simpsons, but to me, Futurama is just as funny as The Simpsons, didn't really repeat it, even though it was the same style. That one is a good one to watch. I recommend it. Of Simpsons? Maybe. Well, it's not really a family, I will say that. What it is, right.
Really?
Okay. I'm playing with the soundboards today, bitch. Yeah, no shit. Let's see if we can do that again.
Really?
Yeah, let's try that.
Are you nuts?
Yeah. So anyhow, Jesus, I got tons of news, little shit to hit on today. I mean, just tons of bullshit. Dead celebrities, of course, everybody gets their vulnerable mad props. That's why you need to be in the chat room. Think about it. We acknowledge your existence, which is not much more than what most people do, you know. The Book of Life. Dope, Jesus, here we go again. Anywho, God, there was something you and I also wanted to talk about. Dude, there was so much shit this week that went on. I mean, just, God, it was a busy news week. I mean, we could go on for like 12 hours with some of this shit, but I won't because you smell. Sky Captain. All I'm going to say is Sky Captain. And the world of tomorrow! Yeah, tell us about that. Did we? From the radio station. Yeah! No. That's pretty much it, too, for that. Well, Sky Captain, in the world of tomorrow! I got the actual first week. I like Muppets and Spacey. Yeah. Wastrel says, Wastrel says, no spoilers! No! No spoilers, because we haven't seen the goddamn film! What part about we haven't seen the film because we think it sucks ass? Never mind. All right. We wouldn't tell you. We're going to tell you one thing and one thing only. Yeah, pretty much. Sky Captain of the World Tomorrow debuted at number one last week with an estimated... Take a guess at the number. Let's see. Blockbuster. So $40 million. Chat room, give us your estimated guess as to what the ticket take was. Don't cheat. Make a good guess. Don't cheat. We know you're on the internet. Oh, you're looking at my notes. We know you're on the internet, but don't cheat. Not you, them. See the cams over there. Ooh. Anywho. But, yeah, give us your guess. Because to be completely... you'll be amazed at how much it actually did rake in. Stall for time. Stall for... Hey, let's see what Dr. Phil says.
Hello.
No, don't want to hear that. Anything else, Dr. Phil? You want to guess? How many million?
One.
No.
Five.
No.
Two.
No.
So you've been spending $20, $40, and then $60 a week?
I know. Car says $80 million. Wow. $80 million. $10 million. Okay, the closest without going over, and we'll be going to the Showcase Showdown. Wastrel, because they only raked in $16 million. $16 million off of a goddamn blockbuster movie. All CGI movie that was supposed to be this great movie. This movie that was going to set the precedent for Hollywood and how Hollywood was going to be. Bullshit. $16 million doesn't pay for half of what they spent. I mean, I know it's all CGI, but goddamn, processor time and all that good stuff. You know, it all costs a lot of money. And yes, as Chazeb, or Kari Chazeb, so on and so forth, yes, it is entire green screen. The only actors, Jude Law, Gwyneth Paltrow, and a few of the other live actors, that's it. Everyone fucking else is green screen. This is a future Hollywood. They want to, you know, put no sets. I thought it was bad with... you know, I thought it was bad with the fact that newscasters now have virtual sets. Hell, we're blessed because we don't have a green screen behind us. We have an actual studio in front of us. Yeah, and you see us. Exactly. Oh, yeah, I know who. He played Qui-Gon Jinn in Star Wars Episode I, Liam Neeson. Darkman. Oh, you know what? You. Exactly. Well, it's mechanical. It doesn't have, you know, it doesn't have feeling, because how do you display feeling when you have a guy holding a cutout says monster? You know, I'm doing this for the webcam for the 5 second refreshers. You know, he has a sign that says monster, and you're supposed to react to this. It ain't gonna happen. You know, I mean, and everybody's like, no sets. Yes, no fucking sets. You know, this is gonna be the new fucking Hollywood. You know, you're gonna deal with more and more where, oh shit, they were on this planet, but you know, the computer crashed, so we have to rebuild the planet. Using a set in, yeah, if that's what it takes. Edgy and, you know, bringing back the art. You know, I had something here. Speaking of Hollywood, you want to, you know, we'll use this great segue. If I could have found it before we... Oh shit, now I got to sneeze. No, I was going for dramatic flair. That would have killed him if I would have muted this one. Yeah, it's up. Okay. Riverside, Iowa. You ready for this one? I don't know if you heard about this. This is great. William Shatner, who played the commander of Starship USS Enterprise in the 60s Star Trek Enterprise series, whatever, he arrived in Riverside, Iowa today to hold auditions for 4 small parts on a low-budget sci-fi movie, Invasion Iowa. What? Anybody heard the Manfred Mann song, Stranded in Iowa? I'm sure it's out there. Someone has to find that. No, this one is even... No, it's stranger, I think, without the overt sexual tones. But, yeah, Invasion Iowa. Yeek. You know, and I mean, maybe, you know what, that's just it, though. It's going to be indie films and shit like that because the fucking Hollywood's killing us with crap. Crap that's done in front of a green screen is still crap.
Well, the problem is, though, you know, I'm going to make up a lot of excuses.
What, make up excuses for their own fucking work? Why? They're the ones putting it out.
They are in business to make money by saying that.
By entertaining.
You know how fucking stupid people are. They will walk out the piece of their shit. They have to cater to that.
Right. I know. I understand that. You know, and I understand that people are stupid and people are entertained by the lowest common denominator easiestly. You know, but Jesus Christ, isn't there fucking any... What's bugging you?
Easiestly?
Just roll with it, goddammit! But no, I'm just trying to say it's easier to entertain him with the dumbest shit. And you know what? Going for the dumb people, Hollywood's going to make all kinds of money. Whoop, but Sky Captain of the World Tomorrow sure kind of that one I know, didn't it? I'm just saying. Where are the good movies from? 70s? Batman Returns. Well, no, you know how they'll be brought back? As remakes, like Starsky and Hutch and all that good shit. Think about it. That's the most current example. Oh, you like, wow. Took the wind out of my fucking argument on that one. In other words, straight line ain't happening even when you have a chance to edit it. Wait a minute. Do you have a copy of Pulp Fiction? There is a play setting, though, that will put the movie in chronological order. I swear to God, there is one. If not, there should be, but... You're absolutely right. Yes, I agree with that. I think you can do... not accuracy, but any... Why accuracy? But Batman wasn't accuracy. Batman wasn't really accuracy. It was styling. I mean, giving Joe Schumacher... Yes. Wait a minute, chat room. Starring Tarantino as God? No. Tarantino would have to be Judas. And if Tarantino wouldn't be Judas, he would sign up... male, black, Pulp Fiction. As Judas. But anyhow... Anywho, enjoy your tasty beverage. I was late. I got this 44 ounces of drink. Anyhow, hey, if you want to call in, we know you guys have got to have an opinion on this, and we'd love to hear it. Not just read it, because we're sick of reading, but fucking hear it. 1-866-LV-ROCKS for those of you outside of Vegas. Yes. You just got to keep over my shoulder so that way I'll know if it's ringing. I think the ringer's off. Pilot. No, I don't see it. But anyhow, but back to what you were saying. The next step to... Well, wait a minute now. Bodyguard was pretty good for a chick flick. So what is your example of a movie that should not have been made?
Let's start with a very easy, low-growth,
yeah, okay. Glimmer with Glitter. Glimmer. You know, I haven't even seen it. Was it a lifelong journey film, or was it what kind of film was that? Oh shit! Racist. Thank you, Mr. Sharpton. Oh, they didn't go there. Jesus. Okay. 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 Mario Van Peebles gets used in weird ways. I mean, he doesn't really seem to make good films. He even had a TV series that started off with a good premise and died miserably. Who? No, I'm not. I'm not a film watcher to your level. You're a fucking film watcher. Me, I'm just sort of a casual browser. Okay. Yeah, Will Smith kind of, you know, he was able to bridge that gap, you know, but he did it smart. Music, TV, Hollywood. He did it fucking smart. Debbie Gibson? So in other words, she didn't want to try to do tie-ins like Will Smith does with a song in a movie or music in a movie. Funny you should mention Broadway stage. Funny you should mention this. God, we're segueing, man. This is great, you know. We're finally doing our decent job here. Why don't you hold on to that for the top story later? That top story's yours later. Back that up! Back that up! Okay. You ready for this? The Last Starfighter! A world premiere science fiction musical inspired by the 1984 screenplay of the motion picture of the same name is going to open off of Broadway. because they can, basically, they're bringing it all, and they're making a musical. Get this. According to production notes, in a small town, hey, give us the guy in the booth. In a small town. Okay. You're close, man! It's a small town nestled in the Sierra Nevada mountains. 1983. Alex Rogan. Well, they're changing it for the musical. I suppose I could slip in a Flashdance reference or something. Alex Rogan is about to discover the adventure of a lifetime. An 18-year-old with an uncertain future, Alex becomes the master of a video game only to discover that Centauri, a huckster. Who the fuck called him a huckster in the film? Was he a huckster? I don't remember. Yeah. Hold on. A huckster trying to save his vulnerable galaxy and make a little money in the process, but put it on Earth as a testing ground. Centauri offers Alex membership into an elite cadre of space pilots charged with protecting the universe. Alex must find a way to reach his potential while great danger looms out in space. waiting for him. Yeah, that's it. So everybody, you know, this is it. The sickness of Hollywood is starting to hit. You know, well, I thought you've heard about Superman the musical, right?
No.
Man, back in the 70s, they made or like 80s, early 80s, whatever. They made, I don't know when. Maybe it was 70s because it wasn't based off the movie. They made Superman the musical, and they made the guy fly on stage, and oh my God, it was just wow. What the fuck? Last fucking Starfight. You are doing a play about a guy playing video games. This is a very interesting show. Oh, come on.
It's CGI.
CGI was good. And... You know what though? You know what though? For its time though, I have to think that it was the wizard of its time. Not the wizard, I mean, back, you know what I'm talking about. Fred Savage. Yeah. The video, the movie sponsored by Nintendo. By the way, Akari, that was The Who by... Oh, no, The Who. Who did the thing called Tommy? Yeah. Jesus. Anybody else got a fucking opinion? 1-866-LV-ROCKS, 383-8120. Come on. Elton John and Big Shoes? Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, that's okay. A lot of music. It's a musical montage of them training. That's training? Jesus Christ, why don't you eat some Doritos and have some Pepsi while you're at it? Oh, nom, this is, I'm gonna play a video game. Yeah. Do they have the music? And being really successful at catching ghosts? Right. You actually think that if they did a musical montage in the middle of the film, or even in within the first third of the film, you know, showing, hey, I'm training. You know, you're right, Rocky. It's the late 70s, early 80s formics. Rocky had it. I mean, anything had it. You fucking watch probably, I'm going to bet, what was that Hulk Hogan film, Suburban Commando? You know, I bet they even have it in there. You're right. You're absolutely right. Hell, A-Team had that. They had the musical montage while they're welding and cutting and turning the van into... That's another one. Or, you know, Mr. Nanny or whatever that is. Of Earth, yeah. Zeus, Teeny... All right, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio, only at... Well, thank you, I already got that covered, but... You were going to load something up to play, you were all hot and bothered. What were you going to play? Well, shit, let's just play it because you got it all, because you got all, like, you're flipping the switches and loading the page. Nice. There you go. Yeah, you do. Savage, yeah, Fred Savage. That's like the Blues Clues guy, you know? You all of a sudden was like, I'm Blues Clues. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Fucking indie band. someone whose main first big job was to cater to kids, become an indie rocker, because what's there to be depressed about? The fucking kids may not leave you alone in the grocery store? I don't know. You have too many green shirts and your green polos in your closet? What the fuck? Good point. Good point. Very good point. Yeah. Who's Jerry Butler? Seriously, who's Jerry Butler? I quit. I'm back. I quit. I got great stamina. I quit. Here I come again. I think you started going over a lot of them. We actually even did them a couple shows ago. No, we have to. We'll do that maybe sometime off air. I think you mentioned the name of the site. Although I would not mind Christina Ricci getting into porn at all. I won't argue. I'll agree with B&M. That may be a hope. What's that? Yes. At the Cinemax show, all right. Bits and pieces, as always. Yeah, it's one of the reasons I don't watch shit through. I don't feel like thinking. That's Jack Nicholas. Or Nicholson. Nice. Anywho, no one's calling, dude. No one has. What was it? The first show we had, everybody wanted to call and say this and say that. Novelty's worn off. People don't want to fucking call in. Pussies. Hey, everybody, though, just so you know, if you're listening in, we always enjoy listener participation in any real form. Don't forget the chat room, spankwagon.net. Find that cam and chat link. A couple things about the site, also, just to let everyone know. Because Ikari was having a hard time finding the old archives, I have ported most of them over, or at least linked them up. So now you can go to Spankwagon, hit archive, and hit some of our really, really, really old shows. And that's pretty much what it is, actually. So check this out. You're biased. Yeah. By the way, I was gonna mention something else, talking about web links and shit like that. Oh yeah. Just for those of us who've been, you know, listening to Spankwagon for throughout the years, it was really hilarious. Another show that broadcasts out of the same studio. What do you mean? We've been doing this for a long time. Yeah, good point. Yes, that's on the videos that I've seen. Check it out though. So this other show, it's the morning show. they found the Tard blog. I think it was Diggs. Diggs found the Tard blog. But they didn't dump into the Ready Speed or the Ready Sped. If anybody finds Tard blog, tard-blog.com, was it .com? Yeah. No, someone new took it over. But it's not as good as Ready Sped. Ready Sped was the best. I always laugh at you because I'm sitting there going, dude, where have you been on the fucking internet, man? You know, that's what amazes me, is shit that's new to someone else. Oh, I know, because here's another thing I did. I play around. You've heard of the Wayback Machine. You know, where you could type in a URL and take a look at a web page the way it was a couple weeks ago, who knows? And you're looking back going, ooh, wow, we really went down the fucking hole with pop-ups and banners. But anyhow, I posted that up on the LV Rocks message board. I was like, hey, I was playing around on the Wayback Machine, decided to look up LV Rocks, posted it up there, like 5 or 6 posts of, this is the greatest fucking thing since cheese and cellophane happened. I mean, that's cool and all, and I think that's totally, you know, it's nice that, you know, it's something like that's so new to somebody. But damn, I guess I don't know. I mean, I see a lot of websites every day. I mean, you and I find tons of shit. You find a ton of different websites. We have people submit. I mean, something like that still being new to somebody totally blows me away. See, now I've been to Bonsai Kitty. No, I'm not looking down on anyone. I just... No. See, now I don't like that. I don't like that opinion of yours. No, I don't like your opinion on that. Everyone, like you said, has a discovery. And that's what it is. It's discovering, hey, this is the greatest thing. Great. The hiker fell off the mountain. By the way, wastrel, cheese and cellophane? Yes, cheese and cellophane. Sliced cheese and cellophane. Jesus Christ, don't you people grow up poor? Fuck. You know, it's the nastiest cheese is that processed crap. Crap. What is it? Oh, yeah, you're right there. I tapped the wire, that's all. Yeah, right on. And the cam goes dark. We get toasted, literally. Ka-chunk. We'll be calling up the boss. Like the refrigerator. The refrigerator is always clicking and whirring when it gets turned back on. You know, you don't believe the power's on when the lights come on. No, you believe the power's on when that refrigerator kicks on. See what I'm saying? Great. By the way, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. And covered in tomato paste. I just had to throw it in. I just want to be overdone. Jesus, we're still on the movies. Okay, movies with shitty cameos. I should have never... Yeah, we know that. Everybody knows that. Well, maybe not. All right, what do you want to do? Let's take a look at the time. What's the official? Yeah, 5 more minutes before we have to go to a break. Yeah, this is... You're feeling in the mood because you were, like, playing some strange shit. How many minutes of music do you got? Fuck it! You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. Oh, by the way, you better get your asses into the chat room, the chat cam link, because right after the break, it's coming up, Mad Props. We'll be back.
Yeah. I used pink bathrobe, a rare mint snow globe, a smurf TV tray I bought on eBay. My house is filled with this crap. Shows up in bubble wrap most every day. What I bought on eBay. Tell me why
I need another pet rock.
Tell me why
I got that alpha alarm clock. Tell me why
I bid on Shatner's old toupee.
It had
type who is liable to snipe you with 2 seconds left to go. Whoa, got PayPal or Visa, whatever'll please ya, as long as I've got the dough. I'll buy your tchotchkes, sell me your watch, please. I'll buy.
I'm high as bitter.
Junk keeps arriving in the mail from that worldwide garage sale.
Of hazard.
Paid a dues of hazard ashtray.
Oh, yeah.
I bought it on eBay.
Wanna buy
a Pac-Man fever lunch box?
Wanna buy
a case of vintage tube socks? Wanna buy a Kleenex used by Dr. Dre?
Used by Dr. Dre.
Found it on eBay.
Wanna buy
that Farrah Fawcett poster? Pen dispensers and a toaster. Don't know why the kind of stuff you throw away. I'll buy on eBay
what I bought.
Satan gave me a taco and it made me really sick. The chicken was all raw and the grease was mighty thick. The rice was all rancid and the beans were so hard. I was getting kinda dizzy, eating all the lard. There was aphids on the lettuce and I ate every one. And after I was done, the salsa melted off my tongue. Pieces of tortilla got stuck in my throat, and the stains on my clothes burned a hole through my coat. My stomach was trembling, I broke out in a rash. I was so dry and thirsty, and I didn't have no cash. So I went and found a hose, tore off all my clothes, turned on the water, and it shot right up my nose. Some old lady came along and she thought I was a freak. So she beat me with a handbag till I could hardly speak. I was lying there naked, my body badly bruised in a pool of my own blood, unconscious and confused. When the cops came and got me and threw me in their van, when I woke up on the ceiling and I couldn't find my hand, they took me to the judge, his eyes are glowing red. The courtroom was filled with witches and the dead. When the sheriff was a hellhound with fangs and claws, the prisoners were tied up and chained to the walls. The air was getting thick, the smoke was getting thicker. The judge read the verdict, said, cut off his head. But he placed me on the altar and he raised up the axe. My head was about to explode when I noticed the marshal's stats. I noticed all the smoke machines, cameras and lights. Some guy with a microphone running around dancing in tights. And I noticed the crew and the band playing down below. And I realized I was in a rock video. So I went and joined the band. Then I went out on tour. And I smoked a lot of heroin, and I passed out in manure. I made out with the groupies, started fires backstage, made a lot of money, and I gave it all away. Well, the
the whole two of them. The cop car was on fire. My friend Scott, he was running and he slipped on a Twinkie. His nose was covered with blood. The security helicopter shot a spot.
I'm the operator with my pocket calculator.
Tell me what's on your mind.
ass-kicking, uncensored rock, 24 hours a day. LVRocks.com.
Vegas Hosting is your one-stop shop for all of your hosting needs. With up-to-date, state-of-the-art equipment and in excess of 20 carriers servicing the co-location facility, your website is always up. Vegas Hosting offers packages as low as $5.99 a month with no contracts to sign. Visit Vegas Hosting on the web at vegas-hosting.com or call toll-free to discuss your needs at 1-877-286-1052. That's 1-877-286-1052. Vegas Hosting. Hosting with us is not a gamble.
You're listening to Trench and Claude Balls, Spank Wagon Radio.
Yeah, Jorge. Can't believe you're actually arguing about this fucking Sega CD. Never went anywhere, but meh. Oh, I know. It led into that wonderful Dreamcast system. Hey, got a question? Oh. Okay, well, maybe. Let's see. Do you want to do Dead Celeb first so that way you can get the clickers while I do them, or... Yeah, let's aye. Ladies and gentlemen, all you Spank Wagon listeners, it is now time. It is time for you to know who your Dead Celebrity of the Week is.
This week we have two. The first.
One of your heroes. And our second Dead Celebrity of the Week, pro wrestler Ray Traylor. T-R-A-Y-L-O-R. I was right, Traylor. Best known for his one in the WWF as the Big Boss Man. He passed away September 22nd. Cause? Heart attack. Traylor was 42, had not been complaining of any pain other than his bad knee. His wife found him not breathing, and paramedics could not revive him. Your other dead celebrity, not as cool as his, Ray Traylor, Big Boss Man. and that's our dead celebrities. Yeah, Big Boss Man. You know, on the... There you go. Actually, he literally was at one point in his life a prison guard. So, I mean, he was only acting out probably what he really did to people, you know? Handcuff them to shit and beating them. Hey, it's the prison system way, right? Why don't you get the clickers so we can do this, maybe the first most important thing of Spankwagon Radio. Hence why he got that. Oh. Well, you live in Hollywood. Everyone in Hollywood wants to be in Hollywood to be a filmmaker. Okay. Yeah, and that's kind of the way to look at it, you know, is, yeah, just because you're not a Steven Spielberg or... Well, yeah, because... Nice. But, I mean, because you're not that kind of a caliber of director doesn't mean shit. Exactly. There you go. And it's a job, and it's, you know, sure, you make more, you know, Spielberg makes so much fucking money that, you know, he doesn't have to work all the time, which is really the luxury of it all, but I don't know. Yeah, I'm sure everybody has something on the burner. Why don't you go and hit our music for our fun stuff? Little distance from the mic. Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, it's now time for me to acknowledge you, the listener, through the use of mad props. First, let's give it up to the man who corrected me when I was wrong. Airwolf! He's in the chat room. He thought Christina Ricci's hot, and I happen to agree with him. Vietnam! I haven't been paying enough attention to notice anything that Chazetta said. Don't take it personally, but you're still going to get your mad props. He's trying to scalp out tickets that only cost $2 each anyway. He's not going to make a lot of money. He's just going to look dumb trying. Let's give it up to Akari! Where is 9 Volt? 9 Volt is in... Wait, hold on. 9 Volts and Beaver. Shit, congratulations, 9 Volt! All right, that's 9 Volts, mad props. Moving on. Up next, this is great. This guy forgot that he was going to call us and talk about the hurricane. When he did call us, it was when we were trying to do transition to the next show. Hence, we couldn't talk to him. And try to get out of the studio declared for the next room. But hey, we like him anyway. Let's give mad props. Revan Hammer. His name is Scope. Don't have nothing here. Mad props. Let's act it. Of course. This other person's AFK, and I know they're just sitting lurking, so fuck them! Let's give it up to the man who runs Ars Anime and some cool message boards! Let's give it up to... Joe! He ain't listening, but he acknowledges that he ain't listening. So does that mean he really is listening but trying to ignore us? Could it be? It's Buff Curse! and Dennis Snakes. And finally, he's the most depressing man on the internet, so we won't give him shit. All right, let's give it up for Wastrel. I don't know. Rock, paper, scissors? You win. What do you choose? All right. I think I blew out my mic because I'm getting quieter all of a sudden because we keep yelling into these damn things. Yeah, really. They're only refurbishing the studio. Indeed. All right. What? Oh, the thing, we did do a music show, so that makes a lot of difference. Scroll down. I want to see what Toe said. He said something about influencing Mad Props. All the way down. Oh, let's see. What did he? What is? Mutant props? Can background radiation influence props? I don't know. Oh, everyone's seen those scary commercials. Neither do I blow it away, but, you know, maybe it's a capillary effect. It'll suck it out or something. I don't know. All right, Mad Prop, Dead Slab, we got that part taken care of. Shit, what do we got now? Now, I think Rev said he was going to... There he is, very well timed. Let's just get this all queued up. Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air. We can hear something. Hello.
Oh, wow, that boy, does that sound like shit.
Us sound like shit. You're the one staring at a fucking dead phone for 5 fucking minutes going, I wonder when they're going to pick up. Jeez, I wish they could really pick up.
And by the way, for the record, I did not forget to call you guys.
Oh, no, you're right. Right at the end.
You want to know what happened in this? And this was just part of the absurdity that has been the month of the hurricane gangbang for the state of Florida.
Nice.
What we were doing that night was attempting to find gasoline for our vehicles.
In other words, you chased a tanker down that was filled with sand. Is that right?
Not quite. We found a gas station with gasoline.
With gasoline? Whoa!
That was 25 miles away. We had to drive a 50-mile round trip just to get fucking gasoline for our vehicle to make sure we have some the rest of the week. The funny thing is, after being hit, three times, you just have to laugh at the whole thing.
Oh, yeah, it's hilarious. Just fucking hilarious. People are dying, flooded out. Yeah, it's great.
When Francis came across the state, my lovely
Francis came on the state.
Employer, Walmart, made us work the day Francis made landfall over on this side of the state. So, the morning I'm driving to work, the rain hadn't kicked in, but the winds were most definitely here.
Okay, so you're saying...
I drive an 87 Astro van, otherwise known as a kite.
Okay, I can agree with that. But you're trying to say then basically that, you know, you fuck the other victims, you're the most important victim, so why should you have to work?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think if I were you, I would probably stock up on gasoline, water, food, and probably some nice leather-studded cog pieces and old tires.
Yeah.
Because
at the rate it's going with the Florida hurricanes.
Oh, Mike. You know what? If I had known that this was going to happen,
you would have moved to Montana?
You want to know the funny thing?
Oh, God.
This is a discussion Pappy Coon, his father, and I, we've had. That if this shit happens next year, because there's been articles talking about how the rate of hurricanes making landfall on this side of the U.S.
Well, they're close by El Nino, and all things Spanish.
It's supposed to go up within the next decade. We've talked about moving to Las Vegas.
Remind me to lock my doors.
Yeah,
What's that?
Remind me to lock my doors.
Can I ask you a question? Well, Las Vegas, dude, there's plenty of other places that are not in the way of hurricanes or earthquakes.
Or Claude.
Hurricane Claude. I don't know, because we've also talked about Pacific Northwest.
Walla Walla, Washington!
Huh?
Walla Walla, Washington!
What about Los Angeles, man?
No! I refuse to move to the state of California.
See,
okay?
I told you, man! Everyone with a brain says no to California.
I am waiting for the day Los Angeles falls into the ocean, alright? That will be the day I celebrate.
Yeah, I think San Diego will go first.
Quite possibly.
What about Phoenix?
Ooh.
No, I'm waiting for... When L.A. falls in the ocean, I'm moving to Arizona Bay. And I think Airwolves will probably follow quickly behind me.
And how do you, pray tell, plan on having California fall into the ocean there, Mr. Luther?
I'm going to get a shitload of Boy Scouts and a even bigger...
Okay, enough of that plan. I'm almost afraid of that plan. It starts out with a shitload of Boy Scouts.
No, I'm not a weeblo, okay? Stuff San Andreas Fault with C4, light a match, and run away.
Well, it sounds like you'll be having a splendid time there in Otisburg.
Oh, yeah. I just got to remember to not drop the soap.
Hey, I'm going to be an asshole.
Be one. You've done it before.
Thank you, Rev. Thanks for calling. We'll talk to you later.
Okay. Catch you later, guys.
Later. As we give Rev so much shit. No, we don't have any more land. We don't have any more water, but people want to move to Vegas. There's a mystique. There's TV shows about Vegas set in California. Move to California! With blue hairs and slot machines. I know. We love Vegas, but we're in the minority and with a lot of people. A lot of people here want out of Vegas so bad, but they're stuck because of their irresponsibilities. In a fucking minivan? Yes. 25 miles to get fuel. Yikes. Hockey mask. That's why I said, did he chase down a tanker to only find dust, you know? No. Oh, well, Rev, it's always good to have you calling. We do appreciate it. Just not when we're trying to do a turnaround for a show. Anywho, you're listening to... Only that. We're the home of the apocalypse. Does it make you quite the Antichrist? What does that make you? Five, neighbor of the beast. That's nice. That's very nice. No, you know what? You know what? Here's an article about Iowa. Yeah, here's an article, yeah, about Iowa. And you want to know what? I've always have said that when anybody asks me what was there ever to do in Iowa, and I always say pretty much just get fucking drunk. Pretty much. So anyhow, the thing is, in Iowa, they found new ways to get drunk. There's a product called, this is a good one, you ready for this? AWOL. Alcohol without liquid. A bar in, of all places, now try to follow me with this one. I don't even know where the fucking place is, but Clive, Iowa. Clive. A bar in Clive wants to allow customers a new way to consume alcohol through mist from a handheld vaporizer. Want to hear the name of the bar? Do you really want to? Okay, you ready for this? Miss Kitty's Dance Hall and Cyber Saloon. I can't make this shit up. Pretty much. Miss Kitty's Dance Hall. Yeah. Dance Hall and Cyber Saloon. Anyhow, basically, they think there's a demand for all different types of way to people have fun, but not suffer the consequences, either physically, emotionally, or legally, of consuming too much alcohol. Alcohol without liquid, or AWOL, was introduced in the United Kingdom in February of this year, and now in the United States this summer. Companies called like Spirit Partners Incorporated of North Carolina. Rednecks, finding new ways to drink. Go figure. It promotes it as a low-calorie, low-carbohydrate way to consume alcohol without getting a hangover. Now, of course, when you sit down and to get, not even just to get drunk, to have a drink, isn't the point to sit down, hold something, have a couple swallows, drink alcohol, maybe even be social, you know? Isn't that kind of the point? Go for it. Exactly. You know, it's like this in the article. They say you get a mixed drink because you like the taste of it. You want to hold it, have something there, drink. Be in a bar situation. You don't really want to sit there with fucking oxygen tubes up your nose at a bar. It looks like you have a fucking coma patients. You know, a bar of coma patients is what you're going to get. Now, check this out. Yeah, really. The AWOL machine mixes oxygen with alcohol to produce a mist that is inhaled through the mouth. It costs between this machine $3,000 and $3,600 on average. Customers pay. Well, shit. Let's cue up that sound again. Everybody in the chat room, how much would you pay to inhale a vaporized form of oxygen and alcohol? Start your guesses right now. We'll give you a little bit of moments for delay. You know, we'll stall a little, but give us your guess how much you would pay. Per, let's call it a dose. Come on, anybody make a guess. We're really stalling for time here. Or at all. Anyone guessing? They're not guessing. They're all going with the zero. Oh my God, that is great. Everyone is going with zero. I fucking love it. Well, actually, the winner here is going to be Akari. The winner is Akari with $6 because it actually costs, get this, $10. Plus the cost of the alcohol. You just paid $10. Yes, $10 plus the cost of the shot. It's, guess how long? You lose. So think about this. You're paying for all that. And you know how this session lasts? 20 minutes. 20 minutes. Thank you, yes. 20 minutes. So you get to breathe oxygen and booze for 20 minutes. This is the... What? That's it. Wow, I never really thought of it like that. But you're right. I mean, that is just like taking a spray can, paper bag, breathe in. Gold paint around your nose. Yeah, I agree with that. Okay. Doesn't say. I doubt it, though. That is actually something they were talking about in the article. Many law enforcement officials and health officials aren't familiar with the product. There hasn't been much time for developing a resistance to it. I like how that slant in the article hit there. But anyhow, some borrowers aren't sure what to think of the product. Let's see. Oh, he said the guy who founded it said the product is perfectly legal. If you're worried, you know, you can become somewhat worried about the impact on the user's blood alcohol level. When you drink liquid alcohol, it takes a lot to get into your bloodstream. Intoxication could creep up on you. That's why people are normal and get more and more drunk. It's a delayed impact. With the AWOL system, there could be a quicker buildup of alcohol content to the brain. However, promoters of the product says it takes 20 minutes to inhale one vaporizer shot of alcohol, such as scotch or, you know, whiskey or vodka. It's not something people are going to get very drunk on, especially not those fucking prices. But what I have to say, though, it doesn't matter whether or not you're doing it over 20 minutes. You're actually ingesting a pure form of alcohol in some way. No, it's good. Yes. Okay. So in other words, it's not the glue that does the odor, in other words. Okay. It's all the shit inside, in with the booze. Right. Okay. So, yeah, basically what they're saying there is that, you know, if it takes 20 minutes to inhale one, I would assume, now this is just me assuming, sure, you're vaporizing it and you're mixing it with oxygen. Now, oxygen does what? Opens up your blood vessels. So your blood vessels, well, calming effect, increases your blood flow because you're inhaling oxygen. If you're doing this and you're drinking the alcohol, so you're mixing oxygen and alcohol directly at a one-to-one type level, I'm assuming. I could be wrong, and I'll most happily probably will be, but anyhow, you're mixing that, you're opening your blood vessels, and then you're taking in the alcohol directly. You're not mixing it in with stuff to go through the stomach first, all that. Now, sure, we've always been told you absorb alcohol the minute it touches your tongue, which is true. You absorb it that way, but it still has to go down through your stomach and go get processed through your liver. Now, B&M said he was only curious because he wanted to know if people were expected to pay for something they can't smell, taste, or breathe. Smell, taste, and then breathe in. You know they gotta. They're going to have to. You know, I mean, it's going to be the rotten egg for natural gas. Right. No. Yeah, there's tastes. Yes, there's tastes that I like. Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, you do. You do. That's a great question. Anybody who is a listener in Iowa, find where the fuck Clive is and go take your ass down to... We'd really appreciate it, but yeah. Take your ass down to Miss Kitty's Dance Hall and Cyber Saloon. Make sure you're 21 or older. We're not going to take any responsibility for your actions whatsoever. Can you imagine, like, you know, Cyber Saloon, all your metaphors now have gone to waste because now you can't type in "I am getting drunk." Ha 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 ha. You know, Cyber Saloon. What the fuck? Can you imagine if they had a bunch of computers there? First off, the computers have to be covered in so much saran wrap to keep the fucking vomit and the drunks and shit like that off. Secondly, Clive, Iowa. This is the dial-up saloon, okay? There's no cyber to it. It is the dial-up saloon. Yeah, you're pretty stupid. So anyhow, you're listening to Spankwagon Radio. So, anybody have any opinion? like go to Clive, Iowa. Fuck the oxygen bar. Oh, that's just great. I want to inhale whiskey. And she's pregnant. She can't drink anything, so that's a good idea. Wait, wait. Wait in the car? Wait in the car? What is this, a getaway? Quick, suck it in. Go, go, go. Dude, they're not spraying it like alcohol. They're not running around with like aerosol cans going shh in your face, going ha. No, you're breathing oxygen tubes. Remember that whole the bar that looks like it's in a coma. Everyone has a fucking oxygen tube like a fucking life patient. Oh, I could just imagine kids will be running around. Ah, whiskey. Ah, whiskey. Jesus Christ. No. Somehow they're going to figure out a way to put it, you know, like put it in a asthma breather, an inhaler. Oh, look, I've got 42 shots of bourbon. Yet again, you've just given it away to the rest of the fucking internet with resources. Dickhead. Curiosity would make me want to look at it once. Well, the shit's called AWOL, alcohol without liquid, so... Yeah, well, maybe give you reverence. Anywho. What's next? Yeah, AWOL. Well, we had the news story, the big breaking one that you kind of shot down on me because, you know, we were talking about Twinkie the Kid losing his ass. Well, we haven't announced on the show, but there's no fucking way no one on this planet will know that Wonder Bread filed for bankruptcy or is filing for bankruptcy. Magic the Fruit Pie. No, I know. I remember that. I remember, you know, Twinkie the Kid, Magic the Fruit Pie, and shit like that. That's just funny. Think about it, man. Only in the fucking 80s, 70s. 70s when that shit came out. Could you get away with calling someone having Magic? First off, kind of a gay name to begin with. The Fruit Pie. Well, shit. Now we just confirmed the gayness of the Fruit Pie. I'm going to bet it's, you know, he runs around the Magic the Fruit Pie, runs around in a cape. A LeMay cape with stars on it and a fucking LeMay hat with a... Ow. Fuck. Don't fuck that. I was just saying it to be funny. I'll stick with logos. I don't think they're quite mascots. They're not going, eat your Twinkies. Yes, you can. Eat your Twinkies. Technically, they are. Have you not seen those? You know you have. They've invaded again. Fuck, what about Grimace? How did they just go for the Grimace? Grimace is a giant. How the hell do we go from Twinkie to fucking Kid and Magic to fucking Faggot Fruit Pie to Grimace? We've got Oompa Loompas walking in here. There's fucking chaos. Yes. Okay, go on. I mean, no, for the time he wasn't. For the time. Grimace is supposed to be like a representation of the Sheik. I don't ask me how. It's the internet. Okay. What do you think Grimace represents? Trump me with the knowledge of what the fuck is Grimace. Grimace is a fucking purple blob. For all we know, he is the representation. I got it. Fuck you. I got it. You ready for this? Grimace is the representation of a McDonald's grease trap. You eat McDonald's, you're eating Grimace. I will find you. I will find on the internet shit. I know where it is because this is an old fucking argument. But I am now set. If anything, Grimace is a representation of a grease trap at McDonald's. Think about it. He's a dripping blob. Sure, he has legs, but that's... Have you forgotten? I don't eat McDonald's for one big reason. It ruins my fucking stomach. Therefore, there may be something... Yes, I know this. As more of the studio fucking Oompa Loompas walk in and out. Fuck you! And by the way, Reverend Hammer in the room, in the chat room says, Grimace represents evil. Evil what? I mean, what is Grimace? But anyhow, back to Twinkie the Kid. Oh, great. Find it, please. I'm so fucking lost. I gotta draw myself a map. Okay. And the fry guys are really creepy, multicolored french fries. Okay. All right, we got to get some opinion. Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
Hey, I found out what Grimace means.
What does Grimace mean, Akari?
He personifies the child in everyone. This according to McDonald's spokesperson Jane Hulbert.
Okay, think about it, though. Grimace is a fat purple thing. What is America heading to?
A fat purple thing. There you go.
There you go. Thank you, Akari.
No problem.
There you go. So Grimace represents the child in all of us. Easy. One, he would be then the retard. Two, he's fat. He should be your hero. Okay, yeah, because they're high. Early bird gets the worm, it's the breakfast meal. Oh, shit. I'm sure the internet has taught you well. I don't know what the Oompa Loompas are doing in the next room. We gotta mic the green room just for shits and giggles. Hell yeah! Of course, it's kind of obvious on the board which one will be the green room, but anyhow. The child, no, it does not make any sense. Oh, Jesus. Yes. Yes, I was. Around the same time they were talking about all the California recalls, someone wrote up some for recall Mayor McCheese. But look at this. There was Mayor McCheese. Who is the Sheriff McDonaldland? You want to talk about stupid icons, imagery, costume shit. It was like a sheriff or a cop of McDonaldland. Yeah, it was like just plain old cheeseburger. Must have been a bastard. So anyhow, but yeah, okay, but again, are you going to bring this around to where it actually relates to Hostess? I mean, sure, they're bankrupt. Everybody knows they're going out of, you know, they almost go out of business. Wonder Bread. And... Oh, geez, a loan. Just what someone who's running out of money and filing for bankruptcy needs. Hey, I'm broke. I can't pay back shit. Can I borrow $50 million? Jesus Christ. And we wonder why everything's going to fucking hell and why Grimace is the fucking child of America. Twinkies represent America. Twinkies. Twinkies. Not ding-dongs. Okay. Not ho-hos. Well, maybe on a few blocks around here. Maybe ho-hos. But magic. Thank you. Magic's a fucking fruit pie. Explain. He's a guy. Okay, he's a Twinkie. He's a yellow confectionery cake in cowboy boots. There's another gay reference. A cowboy boots lasso. I'm sure he has a pair of assless chaps hanging up somewhere. No. No. How? What? But what about the fact that... Wait. What about the cream filling? What does the cream filling represent to you, Mr. Balls? So you're saying now, Twinkie the Kid, you've just gone and made, put him the pinnacle of American culture down to a yellow cock full of cum. Oh my God, we said the word. We haven't said that in years. Cock. All right, but you just brought Twinkie the Kid back down to a yellow alcoholic recovering. Oh. How about the preservation of America because of the cellophane wrapper? So our American values is a big cream filled yellow. I just don't know, man. Oh my God. Well, anyhow, what? Duh, that's what I was saying. The cape and the hat. So Magic the Fruit Pie is... Wait. Twinkie the Kid then. Twinkie the Kid then is, you know, the manifestation of drunk America in preservation. And now we have the gay... Was there any others? I can't remember if there was like a ho-ho or a ding-dong. Oh, hell! Yeah, but those fucking rock. Fucking Chuck that is rock. Well... Well, I know what they are. So you're saying that it's not, and they're only wrapped one at a time, so obviously they're afraid to put them together. You've got to be kidding me. You're right. I mean, now that I'm really thinking about it, you know, you separate but equal, but yet not quite. I've never... Who the fuck examines Choco Dials or fucking Honey Hostess cakes for this? Oh, we are so fucked. You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. Any comments from the fucking internet, you know? Fucking anybody out in internet land, you got like 3 minutes to pipe in on this one. Jesus. Nothing will top off the Cadbury eggs. Nothing's going to top that one off. That was a good show. Anyhow. Yikes. Exactly. So you're trying to vilify Choco Dials even more. Not vilify. Make it more evil. I'm not saying. You're just trying to keep putting more and more negativity and negative spin on it. Down below the regular Twinkies. By the way, chat room. Toe says, we're all white on the inside. Well, that makes you yellow on the outside then, huh? Wow. Jesus, honky. And vending machines, heavier items are generally placed lowest. Oh, so now we have the connotation there. By the way, just remember, God, fuck, we got 2 minutes and we're stalling for time reacting to the joke. We're going to kill it. Why don't we just fucking close early? By the way, you are going, you know, just look at yourselves in the mirror, and if you notice that you're purple and fat, you are the representation of childhood in America. You are Grimace. That's just amazing. All right. Corporate, not. I'm almost afraid to. All right, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. And if you already missed the show, wow, you're shit out of luck. We're done. But it's yeah, really. But if we're not live, we're in the archive. Bothered. Okay. Hit the music, Claude. Spank Wagon Radio has been brought to you by us. Enough said there. We want to say a big thank you to LV Rock Studios for letting us come and play in their backyard. Even though it's fucking construction time, I'm sure I'll stab myself with a nail and sue aplenty. We want to thank PlanetRadio.us for having the balls to pick us up. And if they did listen tonight, we really didn't mean anything we said about Florida, except if you're around. Okay. We want to thank everybody for listening. We want to encourage everyone listening to go to spankwagon.net, sign up or not, and contribute to the conversations there. We also want to say a big thank you to, I want to say thank you to Quan for showing up 10 minutes before the show, thus panicking me senselessly. Apparently. Stay tuned next, LV Rock Studios, or others, I guess. I don't know what to say. I think it's like King Hesh or something, right? Like metal, dude. All right. Spank Wagon Radio! Your other co-host? What the fuck do you mean other co-host? Where the hell was the other one to begin with? Yeah, that explains it. Nice. All right. I'm Trencher. Good night.
Yes, butt plugs?
Who?
Butt plugs, please.
Spark plugs, just a moment. Andre, how can I help you?
Butt plugs.
What is it?
Butt plugs.
A what box?
Butt plugs.
A butt box?
Butt plugs.
I'm not following what you're saying.
Butt plugs.
I have a bad connection. I don't understand. What is it?
Butt plugs.
Butt box?
Mm.
Is it like a receptacle you're talking about?
Butt plugs, yeah.
What kind of plug is it? A spark plug you're talking about?
Butt plugs.
Oh, hold on. Hello. What are you looking for?
Butt plug.
Spark plug. What kind?
Butt plug.
What kind of a spark plug?
Butt plug.
I just don't understand you, sir. I'm sorry.
Butt plug?
A spark plug.
Butt plug.
Bug plug?
Butt plug.
Never heard of it. What do you use it for?
Butt plug.
Huh?
Butt plug.
What do you use it for, sir?
Butt plug. Butt plug. Butt plug. Butt plug.
Yeah. Butt lug?
Butt plug.
I know,
butt plug.
But what do you use it on? What do you use it in? I'm trying
butt to... Butt plug. Butt plug.
Yeah, okay. I got you a spark plug. There's all kinds of spark plugs.